that any thought that wants to go through your mind right now, go through your mind. If you happen to be here for the first time, let's go ahead and let yourself have all of your thoughts about it. And the thought I'd like you to take into your meditation is that there's an answer for me tonight if I'm willing to hear it. There's another way for me to look at it, and the floor is always available. There's another way to look at this. There's another way to look at it. There's another way to look at it. Whatever's going on in your life right now, whatever's happening right now, remind yourself there's another way to look at it. There's another way to look at it. There is another way of looking at the world. There is another way of looking at it. So what I'd like to do now, I'd like to invite you to get out of your head and into your hearts. You are not here to judge. I've already got that job. You are here to give yourself the experience of being totally and completely safe and at peace for an hour. So if there's not anything that you gather from anything I say, if anything that comes through me doesn't mean anything to you, that's perfectly okay. Just give yourself the experience of knowing that your mind attracted you to a room full of peaceful people wanting to let go of their blocks to love. And these beings want to join and let go of their blocks to love so much that even though the weather didn't really look really good, these beings still showed up in this room. And it is an honor for me personally to be in your presence. Now that's how I personally feel about you. And you don't even have to believe me. Na, 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 na. Don't have nothing to do with how good I feel about saying it. So I'm going to say some good things about you. You might go unconscious, and that's okay. It's a few things from the course I want to share with you. You are priceless. I mean, you are totally and completely priceless. It is impossible to overestimate your value. It is impossible to overestimate your value. You are so powerful. You are so powerful that you are making your own experience here. You are an unlimited creator. Your thoughts are creative, and your thoughts determine the world you see. Your consciousness creates your world. 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 You are so powerful. You are a creative force. You are so powerful that your mind never sleeps. Your mind never sleeps. Every instant, your mind is creating. Even when you are asleep, your mind is creating. Your mind never sleeps. Your mind is always creating, extending. Your mind is creating and extending. Feel it. Your mind is creating and extending. Creating and extending, creating and extending, creating and extending, creating and extending. Your mind is creating and extending. Can you feel it? Can you feel your power? Can you feel it? Can you feel your power? Can you feel it? Can you feel your power? Can you feel it? Can you feel your power? Do you know that the only thing that's standing between you and your power are the false ideas and beliefs you have learned? Do you know that the only thing standing between you and what you want is the belief system that you have if you feel blocked? So if you want to know your power, don't interpret your present in past terms. Stop interpreting your present in past terms. Stop interpreting your present in past terms. You are not the person that you used to be. You are not the person that you used to be. You are not the person that you used to be. I am not the person that I used to be. I am not the person that I used to be. You are not the person that you used to be. So you have to look at yourself and look at your life and interpret your life in terms of who you are right now, not who you used to be. You are a more loving being now. You are a more conscious being now. You are more aware than you used to be. You are more wise than you used to be. So there's nothing that's happened to you in your past that has to happen again in your future. There was nothing that happened in the past that you didn't like that has to happen again in the future. So tell yourself as part of this meditation, just tell yourself, my past is over. It can touch me not. My past is over. It can touch me not. My past is over. It can touch me not. My past is over. It can touch me not. My past is over. It can touch me not. My past is over. It can touch me not. My past is over. It can touch me not. My past is over. It can touch me not. My past is over. It can touch me not. My past is over, it can touch me not. My past is over, it can touch me not. My past is over, it can touch me not. My past is over, it can touch me not. My past is over, it can touch me not. My past is over, it can touch me not. My past is over, it can touch me not. My past is over, it can touch me not. My past is over, it can touch me not. My past is over, it can touch me not. My past is over, it can touch me not. My past is over, it can touch me not. My past is over, it can touch me not. My past is over, it can touch me not. My past is over, it can touch me not. My past is over, it can touch me not. My past is over, it can touch me not. My past is over, it can touch me not. My past is over, it can touch me not. My past is over, it can touch me not. My past is over, it can touch me not. My past is over, it can touch me not. My past is over, it can touch me not. My past. past is over, it can touch me not. My past is over, it can touch me not. My past is over, it can touch me not. My past is over, it can touch me not. And I place my future in the hands of God. I place my future in the hands of God. I place my future in the hands of God. I place my future in the hands of God. I place my future in the hands of God. I place my future in the hands of God. I place my future in the hands of God. I place my future in the hands of God. I place my future in the hands of love. I place my future in the hands of love. I place my future in the hands of love. I place my future in the hands of love. I place my future in the hands of love. I place my future in the hands of love. I place my future in the hands of love. I place my future in the hands of love. I place my future in the hands of love. I place my future in the hands of love. I place my future in the hands of love. I place my future in the hands of love. I place my future in the hands of love. All right. Let's bring the lights up gradually.
Thank you.
I want to take a second to remind you about ye old cell phones. Now that we are the Star Trek generation. I'm going to do a section tonight that's, when I first did this section, it really helped me with the habit I had of always wearing and using I didn't realize what I was doing to my body. So this is a section that's called Beyond the Body. It's on page 384. With the Course in Miracles, one of the coolest things about it is that you're pretty much guaranteed to hear something different from the way that you already think. So, how many people in the room are aware that new means different? Are you with me on that?
Mm-hmm.
So when you say, you know, I'd like to go to a class and I'd like to hear something new, it's like, I'd like to go to a class and I'd like to hear something different. So if you should hear something different, then know that you're hearing something new to you, in a way. And that's what you wanted. So sometimes when that quick sense of opposition come up, try to remind yourself that your purpose was to hear something new, something different from what you may already believe. All right? And then know you don't have to believe it. That's what the Course says. That's the only instruction it gives really about how to hear it, is that you don't have to believe it or welcome it. And some of it you're going to find hard to believe and quite startling. All right, so here we go. Sentence number one says, there's nothing outside you.
That's kind of different.
That's what you must ultimately learn, is that there is nothing outside of you. And if you were to realize that there was nothing outside of you, then all of your happiness could be restored to you, which is the kingdom of heaven. When you were created, the only thing that was created was happiness and love. And what created us didn't depart from us, and what created us didn't separate itself from us. So that means the kingdom of heaven, which is the Course describes as this perfect joy, is your dwelling place. You should be living in complete joy. Not only that, we need to understand that heaven is not a place, heaven is not a condition, heaven is just an awareness of our complete oneness and us knowing that there is nothing else but our complete oneness. There is nothing outside this oneness. There is nothing else within this oneness. So oneness is heaven. Deep. Paragraph one. Any thoughts, any questions about paragraph one? Any thoughts about paragraph one? There's nothing outside of us. So if you're looking at me and you're thinking I'm outside of you, I'm not. I'm not outside of you. I'm inside of your mind. I'm not outside of you. I'm inside of you. That's deep. And it says, when we were created, the only thing that was actually was created by what loved us was love. And that you should be living in joy and should be living in love, and I should be living in love, and I should be living in joy. But I need to understand that true happiness is not a place. It's not a condition. It's perfect and complete joining. It is total oneness. That flat screen TV, not going to get it. It's cool. I got my eye on one myself. You know what I'm saying? But it's okay for me to have one as long as I know it's not going to make me happy. I don't need to buy it if I think that's where my happiness is located. Because then I've set myself up where if I don't have that thing, I won't be dwelling in joy. So I would have to be insane to constantly surround myself with things that if I didn't have it, I'd be sad. Think of it. If that means the more things I get, the more potential for unhappiness that I've just created for myself. So the more stuff I have, the more potential misery I have. Not because the stuff makes me miserable or I should not have the stuff, but because I believe my happiness lies in the stuff. So if I don't have the stuff, I don't have my happiness. Does that make sense to everybody? So try to, before you bring physical things into your life, try to achieve a state of consciousness where if you didn't have that thing and you lost that thing, you would still be cool. If you came home and it was all gone, you'd still be cool. It's deep. And that's what I try to think about when I buy something. It's like, okay, I want this, but if I don't have it, would I freak out? Would I lose my peace? Would I be looking for this thing outside of me to make me happy? If I am, I'm going to try to leave it in the store if I can. You see what I mean? That's deep. I mean, just a little thing like that could make all the difference in the world in how much you enjoy your possessions. Because you don't want your possessions to own you. Most people are owned by their possessions. Right? Haven't y'all seen it? Yeah. If they don't have their possession, they just trip out. Okay? It's cool. You'll be all right. You'll be all right. I swear. You'll live through your possession not being there. You will. I promise you. That Prada bag, you'll live without it. Okay. Because it's like when you don't need it and when it doesn't matter, that's when it shows up. So if you really want to have a lot of cool stuff in your life, don't care. And if there's one thing we know we can do, it's don't care. So we're way ahead of the game in terms of spiritual enlightenment. If you want to get through not caring, this is the right bunch, isn't it? We earth plane. You know, this is what it's where the souls come who don't care. There's a world of us. But we care. We care, don't we? When I say we don't care, some of y'all could feel it. You say, well, I do care. I care about everything. Okay, all right. That's okay. I'm not going to bust your bubble. You can think you care.
Well, so many of us confuse caring with loving.
With what?
Caring with loving.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Sometimes it's the people that care about you the most that give you the hardest time, isn't it?
Yeah.
The ones who profess to care the most to be the ones that you're getting going through the biggest changes with. But they're the ones who say they care the most. That's deep. I love knowing that heaven isn't a place that is really just a condition of perfect oneness, and that there's nothing outside of this oneness, and that I should be living in joy. So it's normal for us to be happy. And if you're having a peaceful life, that's the way it should be. So the next time something great happened to you, call it ordinary. Stop making the good stuff special. Because when you make the good stuff special, you're training your mind that it can only happen every now and then. Oh, it's so special. Well, that means it doesn't happen on a regular basis, right? So if something's going great, you might not tell a person if they give you something wonderful that it's an ordinary gift. But, you want to use your common sense about the deal, right? Right. But I'm saying in your mind, you should think that you're entitled to have wonderful things happen to you on a consistent basis. Because once you make it normal, then it'll happen all the time. If you see it as special, you slow it down. When things go crappy, call that special. That was your day at work today. It was a very special day with my very special boss. You know what I'm saying? I tell you, it's a trip, man. I tell you, it's a trip. It's like the Course in Miracles just reverses everything the way we normally do it. That's what I like about it, because it says the truth is the opposite to everything the world believes. So that pretty much makes it pretty simple, right? If the truth is just the opposite, it looks like you in your body, the truth is your body is in you. Your body is in your mind. Your mind isn't in your body. The Course says what's in your body and what's looking at me through the body is the part of you that you made up. And the part of you that you made up called your personality seems to live in your body, doesn't it? And then it looks out through your body and it judges everything that's going on based on your past experiences. And if those past experiences weren't based on anything that was loving and true, then you're looking at a world that doesn't reflect the truth. Wow, that's deep. That's deep. That's deep. I love it. I love it. So there's another part of you outside of your body that does know what's going on. That part of you outside of your body is totally unlimited. And that part of you outside of your body could direct you and let you know what's really going on because it has the big picture, right? But we have to learn how to listen to that part of us because we think the part of us that's sitting in the chair is all of us. That this is all of me. As cute as it is, there's more. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. This is like a tainted dot compared to who you really are. You know what I'm saying? So what's looking at me right now is who you learned you are. And what you're seeing is what you learn to think I am. So are you really seeing me?
No,
you're not seeing me. You're seeing your interpretation of me. And everybody in the room has a different interpretation, so there's a different Earl for everybody in here. Some people really get a cool Earl out of me. Some people don't. But it ain't my fault, you know. You're just getting what you ordered.
Oh, that was deep.
That is deep. You know that's the truth because you don't treat everybody the same way. Right? And you couldn't help but treat, but if that was the way you were, you just have to treat everybody the same way and you wouldn't even have no choice about it. But the fact that different people draw different means out means that that's what they're asking for. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
That's deep, isn't it? Yeah. Now, that doesn't fly if you want to blame. Now, if you're a person that's in the blame, you're not going to like this class a whole lot. You know what I'm saying? You know, if you're a person that's a victim of everything that happens to you, you'll hate truth classes. Because they're classes that have to do with accepting responsibility for your experience. Because there are only two kinds of people in the world. Those that take responsibility and those that see themselves as victims. That's it. The people who take responsibility are much easier to be with than the people who don't. So you might want to keep that in mind when you're trying to choose new friends and associates. You want to see how much that person is really taking responsibility for the experience where you haven't done it with them for the first time, or how much they're talking about how it's everybody else's fault and if they wish everything else would change for them to be happy. Because if they're already talking about what they wish was different in order for them to be happy, they're going to add you to the list when you get intimate with them. They're going to want you to change too. So you can find that out really as soon as you would meet a person and save yourself so much trouble, except their butt is so pretty. If it wasn't for those bonds, I could turn away from this. I could go the other way. But that body, I got to have that body. Y'all, anybody, don't look at me like I'm saying something strange. Y'all know exactly what I'm talking about. We have physical preferences. Isn't that true?
Yeah.
Who's willing to tell me that is true?
True.
Thank y'all. Let's be real with each other now. We know.
That's my whole
point. When you focus, when you focus in on that body and you leave that mind out, sooner or later you're going to have to deal with that mind, because the body going to start playing out a little bit. I don't care how wonderful it is in the beginning. After a while, you're going to have to start dealing with the mind. You know what I'm saying? You know that.
Yeah.
So what you're really going to end up with is the mind. And if you would want to shoot yourself, if you was left on an island with them, deserted island for 6 months, you might be with the wrong person. You know what I'm saying? If that mind scares you to death, because when you start to really look at a person, I was doing this the other day. I was looking at somebody and they, you know, we were riding in the car, and it really hit me that that person was really their consciousness and their mind and not the body that was sitting up there. That when I say I'm in love with a person, I'm really basically saying I'm in love with the way they think. Because the way they think is what's creating the behavior that I say I like about them. So I'm really in love with the way you think. So that's what I really need to tune in on. Does the way you think, is it really jail with the way I think? Because in the end, that's going to determine how well we get along with each other. That's great. Now, if the body happens to be cool too, that's a nice little perk. You know what I'm saying? You know, I don't mind having a few perks, but I really want to be with a man that will help me realize that I am innocent, powerful, loving, free, and priceless. And innocent. And I figure if I'm hanging out with a man like that, almost anything that that man makes the body do, I'm going to enjoy. You know what I'm saying? So I don't have to really that much worry about what we're going to do, because no, it really doesn't matter as long as I'm doing it with you. Then all of a sudden when you start saying that kind of romantic stuff, it really makes sense. Because if you really are with someone that you really love the way that they think, it really doesn't matter what you do, y'all probably going to enjoy it yourselves. If you're spending most of your time trying to make yourself like the people that you're around, you are around the wrong people. I just wanted to pass that tip on to the group. If you always in a seminar to love everybody around you, you'd probably be easier to just not be around them than trying to learn how to love them. Think about it. Then people say, well, are you saying you shouldn't be committed? Well, if you stay with that person, you're going to be committed. You don't have to worry about that. That's going to happen. So I'm not saying give up, because you won't give up if you don't want to give up anyway. But if you don't want to give up, and you're in an experience right now, and you know it's very challenging, but you're still hanging in there no matter what, and I got a word of advice for you. If that's the case, assume responsibility for your decision to be there, and it will become easier to be there. Don't keep telling yourself that you're there, but you wish you weren't. That's what causes the strain. Tell yourself you're there and you want to be there. That's why you stay in there no matter what you say. Okay, just try it and just watch how it empowers you. And if you do it honestly, it will create a breakthrough in that situation. Just try some of these ideas. All these ideas are just very simple, but if you apply them, they'll blow your mind with their effectiveness. But I want to go further. All right. Now, he said, now, what is God going to give us except the knowledge of God? And what else do you want to receive except the knowledge of love? The belief that you can give and get something outside of yourself, the belief that we can get stuff outside of ourselves, has cost us the awareness of heaven, which is our identity. The Course in Miracles describes your identity as heaven. Isn't that great? You are heaven. Wow. Woo! You are heaven. That's your identity. You are heaven. But do you know why we don't know it? Because we're always trying to get something outside of ourselves instead of trying to get ourselves. The one person that's never going to turn me down is me. I'm a sure thing for Earl. I sleep with him every night. You know what I'm saying? The once you fall in love with yourself and treat yourself the way you want to be treated by everybody else, and treat everybody else, treat yourself the way you think you ought to treat everybody else, because most of us treat other people better than we treat ourselves. So if we decide to just treat ourselves as well as we treat everybody else, we'd have a transformation of our consciousness. So what the trick is since there's nothing outside of you, then everything that you do to yourself, your outside is going to do to you. Got it? Everything you do to yourself, since your outside is your inside, then everything you do to yourself, everything out there does to you. So as soon as you treat yourself really, really cool and take yourself out to dinner, take yourself to a movie, take yourself on a trip and love yourself and look in the mirror and tell yourself how cute it is and feel all over yourself. Innocently. Then you'll have a world that's actually reflecting it back to you, and all of the relationship problems that you think you have will go away, because all of the relationship problems that you think you have is nothing but a reflection of the way you're treating yourself. And every time you try to change somebody else and try to get them to treat you better, you're further reinforcing the error that the cause of your outer is the outer.
I'm glad you're not saying that.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah, I'll say it again. Every time I'm upset with you, Bonnie, so what I'm going to do is try to get Bonnie to change. So what that's doing is it's taking me outside of myself and further teaching me that if something outside of myself changed, that would be happening, which is what gets rid of my power. Because all of my power comes from realizing that the power and the joy is within me. You see what I mean? So the minute I go, well, if Bonnie would just change, then Earl would be happy, then I'm getting outside of myself. And he says, that's what's causing the heaven. That's what's causing, that's why I'm not happy now. Because if she changed, if he changed, if my job would change, if my weight would change, if my car would change, if my house would change, if my friends would change, if my boss would change, if my house would change, if my furniture. See, everything about my life right now is based on if just some of these things change on the outside, then I'd be happy. So he's saying every time you do that, it's costing you the awareness of your identity. It's costing you the awareness of heaven. And it says you have to, but guess what? You have done a stranger thing than this. That's what it says, right? Don't it say that in the book? So you have done a stranger thing than you realize yet. So you're doing something stranger than you realize. I'm about to tell you what you're doing is strange. It's stranger than you realize. Now check this out. Here's a Course in Miracles mind twister. You have displaced your guilt to your body from your mind. You have displaced your guilt to your body from your mind, yet your body cannot be guilty. Your body is not guilty because your body has never made a decision to do anything you've ever done with it. Your body isn't guilty because your body has never decided to do anything that you've ever done with your body. Your body didn't go, I gotta have it. You know, I love how we say this about like physical attraction. I just had this physical attraction. I just couldn't help myself. I just couldn't help it. My body just had to have it. I just had to have this, that piece of pie. Was just, I just had to have that piece of pie. My body just grabbed that piece of pie. I didn't want that piece of pie. You know, whatever it is. So the Course is saying you got to understand you got to give your body a break because your body has never made a decision about anything that you're going through. Your body is totally innocent. Your body is totally innocent. Your body has never gotten you in any trouble whatsoever. But your mind did. So that's the book of sin. My mind feels guilty, but I'm not going to say it's my mind that feels guilty. I'm going to place my guilt on my body. I'm going to take my guilt and I'm going to put it on my body. I'm going to feel guilty about something my body has done. Right? You with me? Now, I know there's a positive side to anything, right? So when I'm talking from the Course in Miracles, try to keep in mind that the Course in Miracles is trying to address the part of us that doesn't know it's absolutely unlimited and loving. So when it says stuff like, you know, you're taking the guilt from your mind and you're putting it on the body, it's not saying you don't have some innocent thoughts, but what we want to deal with is the guilty one, because that's the one that's causing the problem. You with me on that? So it says, first of all, heal your body by telling yourself that my body can't be guilty because my body isn't doing nothing of itself. He says, you who think you hate your body, deceive yourself. You hate your mind. You don't hate your body. You hate your mind. because you've let guilt enter into your mind, and so your mind would remain separate from your brother, which you can't do. So there's some guilt in my mind, and because of the guilt in my mind, I want to be separate from you all. Because when I feel guilty, I feel separate. When I feel angry, I feel separate. When I feel afraid, I feel separate. And don't you too? Don't you? Okay. Now I want you to take that. I want you to take that thought to its extreme level. Okay, if the more afraid I feel, the more separate I feel, we pretty much, you know, we feel sick and angry and upset. We don't tend to be the life of the party and want to join with everybody. We tend to want to separate, right? So, are you separate for me, for all intents and purposes right now? Are we separate?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So, if fear makes us become separate, then it's possible that the reason why we're all separate is because we're all so afraid. We're so separate, we got bodies. So we're so afraid, we have bodies. I'm so separate from you, I have another vehicle to get away from you in. Right? So I will join with you contingent on the fact that I can get away from you. So, because I don't want to join with nobody permanently all the time. As a matter of fact, the Course says, when we really have an intense joining and an intense connection with somebody, and we really feel those barriers melt away, and we totally join, then we separate as fast as we can. I know all of us had those experiences, had those fantastic encounters with somebody that was really so powerful and so loving, it was just unbelievable. Everybody went past their barriers and joined, then you never saw them again. And the Course says that the reason that happens is that we have to separate, you know, our ego, our separate identity, feels threatened because we join. So the Course says we have to get away from each other to rebuild our separate selves. And then once I get my separate Earl back, then I call you up.
That's true.
The book is a trip. I mean, all the person has to do with A Course in Miracles is just get out of denial and realize it is not a river in Egypt. And get that this book is just stating the physical facts of our experience, not necessarily the philosophies that we're telling ourselves about ourselves. No matter how positive I think I am, I'm still separate over here in my body. Right? So the Course is saying, well, if you're separate in your body, you must have separation thoughts. And the only reason why you want to be separate from everybody is because, man, you're afraid. You know from your own experience, when you feel afraid and angry, you separate. Well, it's just an extreme sense of feeling separate from your source. You're separate from your source, so you feel afraid, and you feel like you're a victim, and you're out here trying to make the best you can, looking out for yourself, and that's scary. You don't know what's going to happen from minute to minute. You don't know what's going to happen from day to day. You don't know. You know, you're afraid, but you don't want to admit you're afraid because if you admitted how afraid you are, you think you couldn't enjoy yourself. So you have to pretend you're not afraid so that you can enjoy yourself. So what you do is you take some of your fears and you call them pleasant. Right? He says we have our pleasant forms of fear. We have the forms of fear we like, and then we have the forms of fear we don't like. I like it. So we call, at this level, he says we call the fear that we like fun. And he says it's fear because it didn't last. So any fun or happiness that didn't last is nothing but a fear that you liked. So a relationship that I liked that didn't last was a fear that I liked that didn't last. That's why I say you don't have to believe this. All right, don't get restless. You're feeling Nate's getting restless in here, man. I'm so glad I got my getaway thing in the back. There's no accident I'm facing that way, you know what I'm saying? Because I know the truth is deep, man. This book is deep. I mean, it's just a couple of paragraphs. But it's deep. So let's check this out. And then we're going to go deeper. You ready? Unless you got a question about that paragraph. You can have a question. I have questions. Which part?
Fear and make some fears pleasant.
Yeah. I like
the ships.
Yeah, and I really, yeah. The course tells us we just need to work back in terms of what's real. It says that if something is real, the way that you can tell it's real is that it never ends and it's permanent and it constantly grows and expands forever. There's no gap in it. It doesn't stop if it's real. And then it says everything that's not real is temporary. And it just breaks it down. So all of a sudden, I kind of freaked out when I first read the book because
everything around me was temporary. And it didn't even look like I was. You know, so when the chorus was talking about getting rid of the temporary, go for the permanent, then for a part of me, it looked like it was talking about getting rid of me. Because
yeah.
I think I'm temporary. Which explains why I don't go for anything that's lasting, because I don't think I'll be around to enjoy. So I look for temporary joy since I'm temporary. So here I am looking for temporary joys, right? But at the same time getting upset when they end, which is the nature of the temporary. So I'm getting mad because the temporary is being temporary.
Yeah.
But I'm not asking for nothing permanent. You know? It's deep, isn't it? So the course is trying to get us to understand that if you would like to have a permanent happiness that never ends, we need to start asking for and focusing on things that last.
Yeah.
But since we don't think we last, it sounds like it doesn't make much sense. So in order to truly be happy, you have to begin to realize that you are permanent. You know you're permanent because you have been you since the day you were born. Ever since you was a little child, you've been there, right? But you're noticing that everything around you is changing, but you're still here. You've always had this now. Everybody in here, I know who you are. You're the same person you've always been. You just have a lot of experiences now, the older you get. But it's still, this is still a little girl that played with the truck when he was 6 years old. You know, now he just has a bigger one with an outlandish insurance bill. You know what I'm saying? I just like bigger toys now.
Yeah.
You know? You know, my whole idea of a doll is different now, you know? You know, it is. You know what I'm talking about. I hope you do. I hope you do.
I thought you played with G.I. Joe.
I know, I'm working with that. I'm trying to deal with my G.I. Joe thing. You know? It's funny. It's like when you begin to get past your sexual identity and you begin to recognize that you are a being, then you can have fun with your gender and your race and all of it. You know what I'm saying? I can get all the cool things out of being African American since I know I'm not. You know? So I'm a being. I'm really beyond the body. What I am cannot be contained in a body. But the part that's in the body is the part I made up and think I am.
Yeah.
And so each one of us is made up in us. And the Course says we get at us two faces. One is the face of innocence, which is the face that's always being acted upon. That would be really nice in this cruel world, but you know how people just take advantage of people and they really, really nice. That's why I got my mace and my 45. But I'm really a good person. You know, that's the innocent me that's so cool, but everybody's just mistreating me. My face is often wet with tears at the injustices that the world would afford to those who would be kind and good. Yeah, everybody got that face? We all make that face, right? Then the Course says under that we got another face. Yeah, and that face is the face that's always saying to everybody, look what you've done to me, look what you're doing to me, look what you've done to me, look what you're doing to me, look what you've done to me. And it's mad. You know, so we got the cute face on top and the angry face that's hidden. Everybody's got those two parts of their face. I love that. So we really are two-faced. Just like, I do have two faces. Don't you have two faces?
Yeah.
At least two, right? At least two. You got the face of joy and the face of pain. You got the face that's happy and the face that's not. And it depends on whether or not my script is being acted out, which face I give to you. If you're acting out the way, you're doing the way what I want you to do, I'll give you the face of innocence. I'll show you the happiest face of innocence you've ever seen. But if you're not doing what I want you to do, then I'm going to show you the face of crucifixion. If you just wouldn't go out tonight, go ahead. Have a good time. I just have my head in the oven, but you just go out. Don't worry about it. You know. Yeah, haven't you done it? Haven't you had it done to you?
Okay.
Go ahead and do your. It's all right. It's okay. Don't worry about me. I'll be okay. Oh yeah. Oh, it's hard to laugh at it if you're still doing it to people. You know, I understand that. I understand. That's why a lot of times, you say something, people don't really respond because they know they're doing it, so they feel a little guilty because they might have done it right before they came out tonight, you know. Right? It's amazing how much people will act out your script when you stop deciding who the people are who should be acting out your script.
Wow.
You know, it's okay for you to ask for what you want. The court says it's perfectly okay for you to ask for what you want. You know, but we go about receiving it in an incorrect way. And that's how we get, you know, it's like you can have it any way you want. But as soon as you decide on the form of what you want, the court says you've lost sight of your purpose. And I went, what does that mean? Did y'all kind of feel that? What did that mean? Right. Yeah, let me elaborate on that. Okay, if I look at you, Doug, and I go, and I say, you know, I really want to have a really cool friend that I can really go dancing out with, and we can hang, and it's going to be Doug. All right? Now, see, I just messed up. You know how I messed up?
Yeah.
Because first I had the purpose to be happy to have someone to connect with to go dancing. This is just an analogy, okay? All right.
Now, this is written.
Now, yeah, but as soon as I said Doug, I forgot my purpose. So is my purpose to have someone to go out with that I can enjoy dancing, or is my purpose to have Doug? So the minute I decided it should be Doug, I lost sight of my purpose, because guess what? Doug hates dancing. It's the last thing that Doug wants to do. So I just said I wanted to have dancing, right? But at the same time, I said Doug. Now, can you see the dilemma I'm in? Now, I had the purpose of going dancing, but by saying it had to be Doug who doesn't want to do it, I just blocked my purpose. But if I had just said, I really would like to have someone in my life that I could go dancing with, then the universe could draw to me the person who would want to go dancing with me. Because the universe knows who that is. I thought it was Doug, and we fighting. So it must not be Doug. How many of y'all can relate to what I'm talking about? Because you might be doing it right now. I want to experience blah, 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 blah. And I wonder why they won't do it. So I've lost sight of my purpose. If I really wanted it, then I would let go of the form that I think it should come in so that it could come to me in the form that it can come to me in. You know, that's what's been interesting, like I said, being out here, like, you know, dating and going out and that kind of thing in my life right now. You know, it's like I'm trying to apply the Course in Miracles principles to my social life. It's been interesting. It really does take my, it takes my breath away. It really does. So I have to always remind myself that your purpose is to have a loving relationship. Don't you decide on who it should be. Because you don't know. Duh. Earl, you don't know. Do you think unless you take charge, it might be who you want in some ugly form you don't want it in? You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I just can't leave it up to the universe. You know, the universe might bring him with a hump in his back. You know? So I better decide what they should look like, you know? I did know a person with three nipples one time. It was deep. So you think, you know, you really need to know clearly, you know. I know. That's the chance you take when you just be yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Instead of being like, you know, people think you ought to be.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, a teacher, a spiritual teacher, not supposed to mention three nipples in church. That's why I'm moving my congregation down to Shotgun Willis. That's so, you know what I'm saying? I'm in the wrong place teaching. Because I want to be around people that I don't have to censor myself with. Don't you?
Yeah.
You want to be around people you can just be yourself. You know, what am I doing surrounded by people that when I express myself, all they're going to do is judge me? Well, how's the best way to get rid of people like that? Well, just be yourself so much that they'll get far, far away. So people do that. You know, people drop in on my class and they go, you know, but some of them don't come back, you know. You know, and then, but the ones that hang, they like you. They cool. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You even say pre, didn't say pre nipples to y'all. You can't. Judith, I'm okay. I'll be all right. Okay. So anyway, let me get back holy. Yes. Yeah. I love questions. I channel when questions come.
Can I read you something I wrote down? You tell me if I wrote it down wrong or explained it to me, you wouldn't. Since your outside is your inside, everything you do outside of yourself, you do to yourself.
Everything you do outside of yourself, you're doing to yourself, right?
I did write that down. Right.
But yeah, everything you do outside of yourself, you are doing to yourself, but you don't know it. Most of the time, people don't know they're doing it to themselves. Because if they knew they were doing it to themselves, they wouldn't do it, unless they don't love themselves. And then if they don't love themselves, then they mistreat everybody else the way they'd like to be mistreated themselves. You know, so when you say, the Course says, do unto others as you would have others do unto you, it has a little qualifying thing where it says, but make sure your perception of both of you is correct. Because if my rule is do unto others as I would have them do unto me, and I hate me, then I'm not going to treat people right because I don't love myself. So a person that doesn't love themselves, they can't treat anybody right. So they really do unto others what they want done to them. That's why a murderer does want to die. That's why they kill, because they want to die themselves. So really, whatever you do to somebody else is what you really want done to yourself. So if you're a person that you think you deserve to be attacked, then you'll get mad when you're in a relationship with a peaceful person who won't give you the attack that you think you deserve.
So bad.
Isn't that awesome? You'll find yourself getting irritated with a person that treats you nice when you don't think you deserve to be treated nice. As a matter of fact, you won't even be interested in them. They'll bore you. You know, you're too nice. You're too nice. You know what I'm talking about? You know, I really want this spiritual giant, but the truth is I'm really hot for Joe the motorcycle gang member. Have you ever noticed that? That your actual attraction will be to somebody that's just the opposite to what your spiritual ideal is, and when it really comes down to it, you'll find that you get all moved by somebody who you don't understand. They'll even say they got the consciousness of a rock. And you'll be like, why am I drawn to this person like that? You know, you ever had that kind of inexplicable attraction to someone that they felt like was absolutely not good for them? Then it's like, oh my God, I found the one who can give me the punishment that I think I deserve for not being such a cool person myself. Oh my God, I got just the right one that's going to make me be right about thinking that I'm so bad and so pitiful and nobody can love me. I don't believe nobody can love me, so here's the one that's going to teach me and show me that I am true about the fact that nobody can love me, so I get a chance to be right about the fact that nobody can love me, and I am now justified in believing that nobody can love me because look at the person that I'm with, which proves nobody can really love me, so I get a chance to be right. And the question is, do you want to be right? Or do you want to be happy? You know, it's like, do you want to be right or do you want to be happy? That's a great question, isn't it? Do you? And then people say, well, I want to be both. That's usually the answer that people come up with. Well, I want to be both. Well, the way to be right and happy is to recognize that there's nothing outside of you and that everything that you want is inside yourself, that you give yourself all the feelings that you have, so you don't need nobody to give you the feelings that you get when you're with somebody, so you can have those feelings anyway, and if you can give yourself those loving, happy feelings without them, then everybody starts showing up to try to give you the love that you want because you don't need it, and people are always there when you don't need them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, as soon as you love yourself and don't care whether you ever have a date on a Saturday night, you will have so many things to do that, you know, I just start out my week and I say, you know, I really don't, I'm going to let the Holy Spirit fill my social calendar. And I just do that. I just see who invites me into their experience, or who invites me out, or who will invite me to a party, or who will say, let's, you know, I just see what happens. And it's amazing how cool a time you have with somebody that want to be with you. When they want to be with you, you with them. It's amazing how easy it is to get along with somebody that already sees you correctly enough to already on their own want to spend time with you. It's just so easy. And then if you're with that person and you're not trying to get anything from that person and you walk in there with, what can I bring to the table? You know, how much love can I let come through me? Then they relax because they don't feel like you're trying to get anything from them. So the minute the person gets that you're not trying to get anything, I'm just talking about like dealing with them, like, you know, like going out kind of stuff. You know, it's like the minute the person gets that you're not trying to get anything, and they really can feel you're not really trying to get anything. They can actually feel it because they got all these radar fillers out, you know. But what you trying to get? I know you want something, you know. I know your way of trying to get it so you don't want to get. I know what it is. You know. So, and then really, but if you're really authentic, then you are not afraid of their probing because you know that they're going to find out that you're really real. And then when they feel like you're really, really real, then they let go of their defenses and the walls come down, and then the love that they naturally are just begins to radiate out of them, and you have this incredible experience with each other where nobody's afraid of each other in that moment, and you just instant joining and instant trust. And then out of that instant joining and instant trust, all kinds of cool things come up to do. Because there's no limitations. There's no fear. You know? So I've been having such cool encounters that I have to pinch myself to see if I'm dreaming, and then I find out I am. Because guess what, y'all? This is a dream. You're having one right now. The Course says you're having the dream that you are awake. Right?
Yeah.
Now, how many of you all believe that anything can happen in a dream?
Yeah.
Everybody pretty much there? Mm-hmm. Alright. Can't you feel how unlimited that makes your life feel? So like if you go, this is reality. This is just the way it is. You just need to face up to it. This is reality. Notice that when you say it that way, it's like you cut down on the possibilities. And this is just the way it is. You need to just try to deal with it. But if you go, this is a dream. And in a dream, anything can happen and everything can change in an instant. Then no matter what you think you're in that's limiting you, your mind entertains the thought that there could be a solution or a breakthrough at any moment. And once your mind feels like it's possible for there to be a breakthrough at any moment, then breakthroughs start to happen, and that goes naturally with the idea that this is a dream.
I love that.
And it really is. That's the part that's such a trip. It really is. This is the dream that you are having, that you are separate. And you're surrounded by your own self in different bodies. All pretending that they're separate from you so that you can have your dream of separation.
So at what point is it not a dream?
At the point you wake up. Right? Right. When I wake up, I'm out of the dream. But since I am asleep, why don't I give myself a happy dream? Right? So the Course in Miracles is about showing you how to have a happy dream so that you'll be willing to wake up to greater happiness. So you're going to experience your physical reality at some point in an experience of joy and satisfaction. You're going to experience so much joy and so much satisfaction in your physical experience that you're going to be open to what is even greater than that beyond the physical experience. It's like if you go downtown and you have a great time with me, and I said, well, why don't you go out to L.A. with me, even though you've never been to L.A., because of the good time you had with me in Lodo, you'll probably jump on the plane and go to L.A. That's what Spirit is doing with us. I'm going to show you, when you pay attention to your higher self and get in touch with your love and get in touch with your power and learn how to get in touch with your higher self and listen to your guidance, your physical experience is going to change so much in terms of your peace and love that you'll be glad to listen to your higher self to move to an even greater existence, which you can go to without dying. It's hard to enjoy yourself dead. Don't you think so? Mm-hmm. Doesn't it make sense? If I'm dead, I can't be at the party. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I'm sorry, I'm occupied. I'm getting an autopsy. You know, it doesn't work. It doesn't. It just somehow or another, it doesn't work. Okay? So the Course is saying, you know, you don't die. You know, you just drop your body. You don't die. You just drop your body.
Is that waking up?
Not necessarily, because if you still want to sleep, you'll just recreate another dream with another body.
But if you don't want to sleep and you and you want to wake up,
then,
is that what you mean by waking up?
If you really want to wake up, you will wake up. But when you wake up, it'll be something completely different. The Course says that it can't even be described, because the minute it's described, it becomes part of your ego. It becomes part of your past, part of your perception. So it says you just go to something completely different. Infinitely more satisfying, but completely different. But we won't go to something different as long as we feel like we've sacrificed and have not allowed ourselves to enjoy our now. Right? We just won't do it. So your happiness is totally practical.
Wow.
It's like required for you to go to the next level.
Oh my.
So the book tonight was trying to start out. I'm going to go through this section. I'm not going to finish all of it tonight for sure, because I'm already 5 minutes past 8 o'clock and didn't even know it. My God. It was 7:35 the last time I looked down. Wow. That's deep. Okay. That's cool. That's cool. That's cool.
That's cool.
That's cool. All right. I'll wrap it up. Well, what we're going to do is we go through this section called Beyond the Body. As you can already tell from just a little bit we've covered, it's a powerful section. And so what we wanted to do tonight was get in touch with how to have the easiest and the most healing time. And the way to do that is to recognize quickly that everything that you're perceiving without is really taking place within your mind. The way you treat yourself will start to change the way everybody outside of you starts to treat you. So now the assignment is to start to give yourself and do to yourself exactly when you catch yourself thinking of something you like to have, something or somebody outside of you do to you, then try to catch yourself and go, I'm going to do it to myself. And then practice giving yourself those attitudes. And then watch everybody around you start to change the way that they treat you. If in the beginning it looks like people treat you worse instead of better, tell yourself, people treat me worse instead of better since I've tried to change. That's just me trying to convince myself that my change won't work. That's how you get past the initial obstacle when you say you're going to do anything new and different. I'll say it one more time. All right, you with me? I'm going to make a big change. I'm going to do it differently. I'm going to treat myself better than I ever have before. And the next day, some crappy thing happened that's worse than anything I've ever experienced before. I need to remind myself that this is just a trick that I'm subconsciously trying to play on myself to make me stop headed in my new direction. This is my old self trying to block my new self. And then you won't let that stop you, because you recognize it's a trick. All right. So could we acknowledge ourselves for hearing this? Woo! Damn. You all are too cool. Wow. That's how that feels. Good to feel that energy. Okay, what we're going to do is the love offering. I really appreciate money from y'all. Because I tell you, I'm trusting. I live off the love offerings from my classes. And you're innocent whether you get money or not. You got some flyers. You also have some flyers that's on your. Alright, you ready? Say, don't you think it's some cool people in this room? Did you see some cute people in this room? I see cute people all over this room. Okay, then this is going to be for you treating you. We got to keep this world together. We've got to know that there's nothing outside of us. You're going to love yourself. Tell yourself that I love myself. Now, you don't have to believe it. That's not necessary. Because the real you does love yourself. So don't worry about being sincere. We're just practicing in here. I'm
so juicy. I'm so juicy. I'm so juicy. Say this to yourself. I'm luscious and loving. What'd you say? I'm luscious and loving. Those who don't mind saying it, say, I'm luscious and loving. Those who don't mind being loud, say, I am luscious and loving. People are blessed to be with me. 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 Now practice by saying this. I am whole and complete. I am whole and complete. Let this out. I am whole and complete. Doesn't that feel good? I am whole and complete. Say this. Miracles are ordinary for me. Miracles are ordinary for me. Woo! I say miracles are ordinary for me. Miracles are ordinary for me. Now here's a big one. I am entitled to miracles. I am entitled to miracles. That sounds good. I am entitled to miracles. Did you hear it? I am entitled to miracles. I am entitled to miracles. Let's say for other people. You are entitled to miracles. Let's say for each other. You are entitled to miracles. You are entitled to miracles. What about we? We are entitled to miracles. Claim it for yourself. We are entitled to miracles. We are entitled to miracles. Now, as you truck on out of here, I want to remind you as you go out into the lab that the way you treat yourself, that's the way others are going to start treating you. So now you have the secret. And if there are people in your life that already acknowledge you and treat you beautifully, really express your gratitude to them, because they are helping to bring wonderful things into your life beyond your wildest dreams. And I believe to the bottom of my heart that that's what everybody in here deserves. You deserve everything that you've ever really wanted in your heart. I know maybe you've made some mistakes in the past, but mistakes are for correction, and you deserve to be lovingly corrected, and you still deserve to receive the things that would really and truly make you happy. That's what I want for you. That's all you deserve. May the course be with you. Hugs available. I'll see you. Oh yeah, the bags. Somebody reminded me. So thank you for sharing the love offering. I'm going to pass that one back. I appreciate you all sharing with Unity Temple and me. So the thought, while we're doing the love offering right quick, the thought is, I am sustained by the love of God. Is there anybody willing to chant that with me for a minute? I am sustained by the love of God. 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 There's a bunch of a variety of CDs, class CDs over on the table. That each stack got a lot of different CDs, so don't think each stack is just that particular kind of CD. But they're there in case you want to, like, they're really car friendly and working friendly. It's great to listen to the classes in the background. If you want a copy of today's class, I make them and then I bring them back the next week. It's $5 prepaid. Just put your name and the date, and I'll make your CD and bring it back next week if you'd like to have one. So there's some great opportunities to hug in the house. Hugs are available to those who want them.